From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A historic political struggle is taking place in California. The state's governor, Gray Davis, is headed for a recall election, the first for a governor of that state, and only the second in the history of the country.
On the steps of the state capitol today, leaders of the effort to remove Davis from office say they now have more than 1,600,000 petition signatures. That's twice the number required to force a vote. Dave Gilliard is with the recall group Rescue California. He says the state's budget crisis and sagging economy are driving the voters' call for change.
California has, in their constitution, a lemon law for politicians. If they are elected with false advertising and they don't perform as they should perform, Californians have the ability to replace them. It's been tried 31 times, I believe. This will be the first time it's gone to the ballot.
Right now, county and state officials are vetting the signatures, and assuming there's no problem with the petitions, a vote could come as early as this fall. The ballot would offer two choices. First, should Davis be recalled? And, if so, who should replace him? A number of politicians and celebrities are hinting that they would like to do just that.